The National Weather Service has placed Kittitas County under an excessive heat warning from 11 a.m. today through 11 p.m. Thursday. Temperatures are expected to top 100 degrees for the next 3 days, with the peak coming on Tuesday when it may reach 108 degrees. The intense heat wave may be short-lived, with high temperatures forecast to drop back into the 80s by Friday. Interstate 90 at Snoqualmie Pass will close for an hour at 7 p.m. Wednesday to accommodate rock blasting. The road will close eastbound at milepost 64 and westbound at milepost 70. The work is part of widening I-90 in that location from 4 to 6 lanes. The Yakima Humane Society's Ellensburg Animal Shelter posted a notice that it is currently over capacity for dogs. The shelter has 11 dogs ready for adoption. Being over capacity limits the shelter's ability to take in strays. Anyone interested in adopting a dog can call 925-7387 or visit the shelter at its Industrial Way location. Ellensburg High School Fall Sports Parent Meeting is at 7 tonight in the high school commons. Fall practices get underway with football at 8 a.m. Wednesday. The Jigsaw Puzzle Competition is set for 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Wednesday at Howe Homes Community Center. There will be awards for best costumes, slowest puzzlers, and best dance moves. The final Ellensburg Night Market of the summer is from 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday. The market features vendors set up on Pine Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues and is a way to support micro-businesses in the community. A party to kick off the Caldwell Building Restoration Project will be held at 6 p.m. Wednesday. The 134-year-old Caldwell Building houses the Kittitas County Historical Museum and upstairs apartments. The Historical Museum secured almost $800,000 in funding to start a multi-phase restoration project in September. The Kittitas County Health Network School Supply Giveaway is from noon to 4 p.m. Wednesday at the Seedling Center for Early Learning, 220 East Helena Avenue. The Northwest Harvest Mobile Food Truck will distribute food to families in need from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Wednesday at St. Andrew's Church. This is a drive-through service, and cars will enter near the community garden. No documentation is needed. The annual Kittitas County Junior Horse Fair gets underway Thursday morning at Bloom Pavilion and continues through Sunday. The event is open to the public. The competition takes place in Bloom Pavilion and the Rodeo Arena. The deadline for all entry to the Kittitas County Fair, every department and indoor displays, is 5 p.m. Friday. More information is available on the Kittitas County Fair website. The Fish Open Table Lunch is bacon, mac and cheese, peas, carrots, and peaches. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60+ from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Open Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch is for anyone needing a hot meal, and it's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 104 degrees. Sunset is at 8:14 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 66 degrees. Winds will be from 5 to 10 miles per hour. You can find all this news on our website. That would be ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.